You're listening to episode 2 of the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we talk about how what someone thinks about you really is about them and not you, and how to stop giving a shizzle about what other people think. Welcome to the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we explore how to use the science of psychology, Eastern spiritual practices like mindfulness and compassion, and the game-changing work of self-coaching so you can free your mind and free your life. I'm your host, Anna Verzoni. Hey, hey, my friends. Welcome to episode 2. I'm so psyched you're here. It means a lot to me that you're listening, truly. And I'm excited to teach you a new Jedi mind trick today so you can get on with creating the life you're meant to live. You ready? Okay. I hope you listened to episode 1 and got a fire lit under your bum to stop tolerating the things in your life that no longer serve you. I started with that episode because so many people wonder why they aren't doing the things in life they know they should do, and why they're putting up with a life less than what they had dreamed of, or why they continue habits that aren't healthy for them, right? Like the overeating, the overdrinking, the over Netflixing, toxic relationships, all that kind of stuff. So if you remember in that episode, I talked about how our brain gets in the way of us taking action towards our goals and dreams, how we want to avoid pain, seek pleasure, and do what's easy, the motivational triad, right? So today I want to dive into how we seem to obsess about what other people think about us and all the crazy ways it affects our behavior, what we do and don't do. And all this makes sense, right? Because according to the motivational triad, we want to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and do what's easy. And having people be wrong about you, judging you, talking shit behind your back is not pleasurable or easy. But I'd say one of the most common reasons people come to me for coaching is to manage the anxiety and insecurity they have about caring so much about what other people think. So I want to go there with you and explore why we really need to get over it, because it keeps us from doing what is in true alignment with who we are. For example, many people are really nervous about leaving a secure job because others are constantly saying how lucky they are to have that job or to be so good at what they do. This is really common with my clients in healthcare, for example, doctors, surgeons, primary care docs, OBs, or nurses, midwives. They're burned out and want to do other things like be a coach or a yoga instructor. I even had one that wanted to be a gold miner, right? I've had lawyers with the same problems. They spend so much time in school that it seems a waste to not use their degree. Or people pick a niche in their business that they're super passionate about, but maybe people in their immediate circle just don't understand and they're worried about what they might think. So all these folks don't want to leave, or they don't want to start the business because people will think they're crazy, or because people will judge them for following their passion. The lack of action comes from being afraid of what people might think of them, if they succeed or if they fail. When you care too much about what someone thinks about you, it's a no-win situation. You fail ahead of time. Some of my clients also have panic attacks worrying about what their ex thinks of them, right? Even when the ex is a total jerk. So instead of getting out and rocking their life without them, they're still living in the past. And maybe other people don't want to question their faith or ask the hard questions because others will see them as disloyal to their community or even as a threat. Someone won't wear the sexy dress because people might think they're a slut. They won't skinny dip in the moonlight because they wonder, what would someone think of my body? Or they won't speak out against discrimination in the workplace because they don't want to rock the boat or be seen as a troublemaker. Look, if I gave a flying hoo-ha what other people thought, I certainly wouldn't be where I am now, which is in a pretty amazing place, because all this was true for me too. People told me not to get divorced from my first husband because he was such a great guy, and he was. And that I should think twice, because if I stayed married to him, I wouldn't have to worry about needing to work and all that because he'd take care of me. And he would have. But hello, I didn't marry the guy because I thought he'd take care of me or because he was nice. That wasn't the point. But people often miss the point. These well-intentioned people also told me I shouldn't start my coaching business because I was such an amazing midwife. And it was a great job that paid well with amazing benefits and decent time off. And I was so talented and my patients would miss me. And all that was true. But I'm also an amazing coach and it fulfills a part of me that midwifing didn't. I mean, really, now that I think about it, I'm a different kind of midwife, right? Like a soul midwife. That was even one of the business names I thought of. But anyway, if I listened to all those people, even if what they said was true, I would not have moved forward, step by step closer to the life I was meant to live. And you are the only one who will ever know what that is for you. Your dreams and goals are uniquely yours. They are in the little seed you were born with that's trying to sprout, trying to burst out of its shell. The energy of that seed wanting to grow from the tiniest speck into that magnificent tree is what creates the anxiety. It's the small, still voice you hear when you know your life is good, but not what it was meant to be. It's the less quiet voice that is saying, get the hell out of here like yesterday. Our emotions are information. They are information about what we're thinking about our life right now. So only you know the deeper truth. Only you know what is true for you, what your ideal life is like. So yeah, people will say a lot of bullshit, but they'll also say things that might be true. And it still isn't the point. The point isn't if it's true or who is right. No one knows what is right for your life but you. And you only know what's right for you to the extent that you are living in alignment with your values and your dreams and allow yourself to explore that. The point, my friends, is not what's the right thing to do. The point is that you do you. The point is not to make people feel comfortable or happy for you or proud of you or feeling good about themselves. If you aim for that, you'll be up shit creek without a paddle because you can't control what people think about you. Ever. Yes, even if you did everything right. Because there's no such thing, right? Everyone's idea of what is right can be radically different. The point is that you get in touch with your purpose and let that chisel shine so bright that it blinds everyone around you. To do this, you're going to need to rebel against what people think is right for you. You're going to need to be okay with people thinking you're crazy, too full of pride, or irresponsible, or too sexy, or disrespectful, or a total bitch. You're going to need to be okay with them feeling threatened, embarrassed, jealous, or holier than thou. Because whenever you evolve, you're going to need to go against that motivational triad. That's just there to keep you safe and alive. But to take it to the next level, you're going to need to be okay with discomfort, with not just wanting things to always feel good. And you're going to need to do hard things. And that will make other people uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. But screw it. Oh, you rebels, you're going to cause so much trouble, right? And I say, hallelujah, we need more people causing trouble out there. We need people to shake things up and make other people uncomfortable so that they wake the hell up. Because when people see you doing what's risky and deciding to follow your dreams, do you know what it does? It causes other people to question their own life and the way they're showing up. For most people, what you're doing will seem threatening because it causes them to question their whole reality, why they're doing what they're doing. And this often creates anxiety and fear. And most of them have good intentions. They want you to be safe, secure, and they want their worldview to stay intact so they can be too. They just want you to be happy, right? How many times have we heard that? I just want you to be happy. But they don't realize that to ignore your dreams is to die a slow death. It's to not really be living. and that contrary to popular belief, the point of life isn't to be happy all the time. The point, at least for me and my tribe, is to live this one precious life fully, to feel all the feels, to not fail ahead of time by not even trying, but to die at least knowing you gave it your all. So to follow your dreams is not safe and secure. It is not comfortable. You won't always be happy. I'll just like, spoiler alert, all right? But you will be alive. You will be fully present for this miracle of a human experience. So yeah, for some, you doing you is threatening. But for some, it will inspire them. And that is such a gift. Yes, some people will be disappointed in you. But why are we willing to disappoint ourselves instead of someone else? Why are we so willing to work so hard for someone else's dream, but not our own? Let's just stop that. Okay, can we come to an agreement? We're going to stop that. Now, here's another little secret about what others think. One of the most relaxing things you can do for yourself, better than a spa vacation in a remote mountain area or trolling a fishing line by your kayak in the Sea of Cortez, is to let people be wrong about you. I know it sounds crazy, right? But think about it. How much mental energy goes into protecting our image, defending our stance, or worrying about what other people think about us? The answer is a shit ton. So here's a quirky thing you might not know about me. All right, I received a near perfect score on the logic portion of the graduate record exam. The GRE is this like hideous multi-hour test you have to take for most graduate program admissions. And you might think, wow, that's awesome, Anna. Your life must be so much easier because you're all logical and shit. Not true. Life is actually harder when you not only feel you are right, but know you are often right. It actually drives me nuts because most of the time, us humans are super illogical. So no amount of logic can change our thoughts, behavior, or how we feel. We do things not based on our rational brain, but on how we think something will make us feel. And most of us want to avoid hard feelings. So we do super illogical things like overeat when we're stressed out about trying to lose weight or snap at our partner when we want to grow closer to them. Silly humans, right? This is the kind of shizzle we do. So you see, the way people think and the way people think about you actually has nothing to do with logic, which is super frustrating for someone with a very logical brain. You will likely never be able to convince them they're wrong because they don't actually think what they think about you because they have some logical reason for why they're right. They think what they do about you because of how it makes them feel. Mind-blowing, right? So your partner who swears you never told them about the party tonight and defends it to their core, even though you know you told them 2 weeks ago and reminded them a week ago and even dropped a little hint yesterday, it likely won't help to repeatedly describe the exact details of when and how you told them. Because I know you do it. Well, at least I do it. I'll just speak for myself. I totally want to do that. Except I did eventually learn that that doesn't work. Why? Only they truly know. Maybe they need to believe it wasn't their fault that they forgot so they can feel good about themselves. Who knows? And trust me, because I have a wicked memory, like on good days, it's almost photographic. I love to recount details to my husband about why he's wrong. But even though I may technically be right, like I said, it never actually works. If someone believes it didn't happen in their minds, it didn't happen. And they get to choose what to believe, just like you. And life will get much easier if you let go of trying to convince them otherwise. If someone says you never reminded them, just help them get their shoes on and get out the door. One time I had an online hater who wrote me this scathing email about how lovely my life must be since I grew up with a silver spoon in my mouth and have a rich husband who supports me. but they clearly hadn't read much of my past work because otherwise they'd know that there's nothing further from the truth, right? But here's the thing. It won't matter if I wrote back and said, no, I grew up poor and in a violent neighborhood that at one point had the number one murder rate per capita during the crack epidemic and with a schizophrenic father and a mother that took her stress out on me physically. And I make more money than my husband and am the primary breadwinner. Thank you very much. For whatever reason, that person needs to think that about me. Anything I do or say likely won't help because they don't want to feel differently in that moment. This goes back to one of the main things I teach in Freedom School's ZG Up Confidence course. Our thoughts create our feelings. And part two of that is remembering that only you can change your own thoughts. Only the person having the thoughts can change them. When people have a thought about you in order to avoid experiencing a hard feeling, trying to change their thoughts about it with logic will be like Sisyphus rolling that proverbial boulder uphill, right? Don't bother. They need to go in there and change their thoughts when they are ready and willing. When someone's avoiding a hard feeling, they are not going to let you in their head to mess with that unless they're good and ready. So you see, it's easier to just let go of what other people think of you. It really does have nothing to do with you. It's them. There's a saying that goes something like, what someone thinks about you tells you more about them than anything about you. Truth. All right. It's about how they not just want, but need to feel about themselves in that moment. And trust me, this is not something that only like mean people do or something. We all do this. When I know I'm right about something and my husband thinks otherwise, I often say to him, but that doesn't make any sense. And then I'm like trying to suppress that like hardcore logical brain, right? And truly, it doesn't make sense to me in the moment, but that doesn't matter. The reason I think it's so important for me to be right is because I'm doing the same thing. I'm needing to feel right, right? Because it'll feel better. I think that correcting his thoughts about me will make me feel better, loved, seen, heard, understood. All those good things that seem like important and totally valid reasons for arguing back. I want to feel connected. And if I don't feel understood, I don't feel connected. But here's the irony. What's really happening is by focusing on changing how he thinks, I'm creating more distance between us and more suffering as a result in him and in me. Silly humans. So next time, I can focus on letting go of what he thinks about me, even when it's something wrong and quote unquote bad about me, right? The crazy thing is that allowing wrong thoughts about me in that moment, in that scenario, would allow us to grow closer. I can let go, move on, move closer, and he'll feel a nice little victory and we can get on with having fun in life, right? The same kind of freedom happens when we don't react to anyone else who has negative opinions about us. And when we don't let what others think about us affect the way we feel, because that's ultimately going to affect what we do or not do. Whether we leave the job, start the business, go back to school, leave the relationship, take any kind of risk, right? So the next time you start obsessing about how someone is thinking something wrong about you, remind yourself that it really isn't about you. They want to feel better in that moment, and they need to think that about you to keep it going. You know the truth of yourself. You have the capacity of a big, open heart that can let people think wrong things about you because you know they're hurting in a big or small way and that they need that win for the moment. So you can come at it from a place of compassion too. And to be clear, this is not about being careless about how you impact other people. It's not about not giving two fucks about how your actions impact others. It's about not letting what other people think about you affect how you feel. There's a big difference. So go on. Let people be wrong about you. There are way better things to be thinking, feeling, and doing. So many more ways you can change the world. So many ways you can show up with courage and do the right thing when you're willing to let people be wrong about you. And that, my friends, is true freedom. So here's to you feeling it. If you like what you heard, spread the love and share it. And if you want to learn more about how to free your mind and free your life, check out rebelbuddhist.com and grab my free Rebel Buddhist training kit, where you'll receive a video training on cultivating resilience, a copy of the gorgeous Rebel Buddhist Manifesto, and more. That's rebelbuddhist.com.